Al turned away from the suitcase that was laying across the bed and looked at Cassie. He knew he had to leave soon.
Don't worry. I'll hurry home as fast as I can. Hopefully I'll get down there and find out it was all about nothing, and that Shifty was worried for no reason. If it was anyone but Deacon.
He shook his head. He couldn't risk Deacon needing his help and not going to him. He'd never forgive himself if there was a real threat, and he hadn't even tried to help.
I understand, Cassie said gently as she looked up into his eyes. She placed her hands on his chest, slowly moving them over the fabric of his shirt. Red and I will be fine.
Al grinned as he lightly kissed the top of her head and held her close.
I know you will. I'm sure you'll handle things just fine without me. I just hope this ain't Shifty's way of tricking me into paying him a visit. Can't say I'll be too happy with him if it is. I didn't even know he and a few others had settled in Portland. Strange to think they've been so close by for this long, and I didn't know about it.
It had taken him by surprise to find out his old friends from his earlier days when he was in the mob had managed to relocate so close to the Seattle area, where he had decided to retire after the mafia Don had been guarding had been murdered.
It's a small world, Cassie pointed out as he released her. I've heard of stranger things happening. Can you imagine if they would have been living here, in the Seattle area instead of Portland? Or even on Bainbridge Island? Now that really would have been wild.
She grinned as if she thought the idea would have been a good one.
Just make sure you enjoy your time with your friends. Her smile was small but supportive, and he could tell she really hoped he had a nice trip.
It warmed his heart.
It ain't exactly supposed to be a reunion. Shifty thinks Deacon's in trouble, he pointed out. So it's going to be more like work than play.
Ever since he'd gotten the call, he felt like he had a brick in his stomach. Deacon wasn't the type of person to go looking for trouble, or at least he didn't used to be. Could he have changed that much?
Al doubted it, but that didn't mean it wasn't something from his past coming back to haunt him, which made Al shiver, just thinking about it. He knew all of them ghosts in their past that they had wanted to keep buried.
Then it's a good thing you're going. If anyone can help him, it's you, she said. Her unwavering confidence in him made him feel better about leaving her.
Don't forget to have someone take you to pick the car up after I leave it at the train station, he reminded her.
He knew she wouldn't forget,
but he still wanted to remind her because it helped put off his departure just a little bit longer. I've already arranged it, she said patiently. Dee Dee said she'll drive me there later today. Don't worry.
Al nodded. He'd considered driving to Portland, but then he decided it would be better to take the train and rent a car if he needed to when he got there. The train ride would allow him time to think without having to focus on the road. Also, it was a little more reliable, considering how bad traffic could get at times on the I-5 corridor between Seattle and Portland. Al lifted his bag from the bed, mentally running through what he'd packed to make sure he hadn't forgotten something.
Guess I'm ready, he said with a sigh. Pretty sure I packed everything I'll need.
Red and I will walk you out, Cassie said as she followed him through the house. When he got to his car, he popped the trunk and put his bag inside. After he shut it, he squatted down and began to pet Red.
You keep a good eye on my girl, you hear? He said to the big dog.
Cassie smiled as he straightened up. Call me when you get in,